The best evidence we have at the moment, and I do stress the words at the moment, because everything in world prehistory is up for grabs, a single discovery can change so much, was found many years ago by a remarkable American archaeologist named Richard McNeish. He investigated a series of open sites, rock shelters and caves, in Mexico's Tehuacan Valley. The hunter-gatherer groups living in this arid valley were hunters, but mainly plant foragers. And they placed more and more emphasis on plant collecting after about 8,000 BC. Why? Simply because the climate was getting drier, they had hunted out the game, and so plant foods were the only substitute. How do we know this? Because the cave deposits in Tehuacan are very dry. And McNeish was able to collect large samples, not only of wild plants, but when he got to those levels, of very early maize cobs as well. By about 4,500 BC, at least 90% of the Tehuacano diet was wild grasses, cacti, and maguey. So much grass was needed that some form of cultivation of native plants must have been essential by this time. Do we have the proof? No, but it's clear that the scenario was developing in a very similar way as it developed in China and in Southwest Asia. I should stress, though, that the archaeological record of this is not nearly as complete as that, for example, from Abu Huraira, the early farming site in Syria, where they were able to use the flotation method to collect truly enormous samples of plants. But one day, hopefully, they will do this in this area. The earliest small maize cobs, not Teosinte, but maize, in Tehuacan Valley, appear at about 3600 BC. By this time, people had domesticated crops which were easily stored. Maize, beans, and squash. The triumvirate was probably domesticated by this time, maybe actually even earlier than this. We don't yet know. The important point is, that compared with the time when Richard McNeish dug at Tehuacan, we are now able not just to radiocarbon date the halves of the levels in which these cobs were found, but the actual cobs themselves, which means that our dates for domesticated crops are far more accurate than they were a generation ago. Now, the earliest Tehuacano maize cobs were smaller than modern-day ones. They were less than 2 inches long. Very small, not nearly as productive as the maize of later times. But we can be sure of one thing. Maize was probably not domesticated in the Tehuacan Valley earlier than anywhere else. Current estimates place the domestication of maize in southwestern Mexico, probably near the Balsa River, somewhere around 3600 BC, or maybe a couple of thousand years earlier. We don't know. The date is exactly not known. But certainly, by 3600 BC, and we also suspect that maize reached the Tehuacan Valley some 350 short years later. The common ancestral corn was an eight-rowed form of maize. It's known as maize de ocho, and that's the corn represented in the Tehuacan Valley. It was a common ancestral corn, which eventually spread thousands of miles from its original homeland after 3000 BC. Such, then, is the scenario for the first domestication of maize. Central America, probably southwestern Mexico, perhaps as early as 4 or 5,000 BC, and certainly by 3600. Well, what about other crops?